in running a business, there are some things that you have to step away from so that you can concentrate on what you do best.
I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. We help people to navigate the future of work, to work that is profound, protects the planet, empowers people and communities, and is fun to do, meaningful work. The stories that our guests tell and the insights that they provide will inspire you to connect with work and experiences that stoke your passions and make the world a better place. For the future of work, is meaningful work. As the pandemic raged during 2020 and millions of business founders and entrepreneurs settled into remote work, many of them turned to virtual assistants for help. Virtual assistants are trained professionals who empower their clients to get done the big things that they lack the time or skill to do. On this episode, we meet Kate Gable-Bright. As principal of Virtual KGB, she delivers to clients capabilities that are normally associated with big marketing services companies. Oftentimes, she helps them to launch new brands, increase sales, and build formidable social media presences. Kate's background is impressive. For years, she led a successful experiential marketing agency. And it was during the pandemic that Kate decided that the time was right to launch Virtual KGB. For sure, the growth of virtual assistant services is what drives the future of work as more people strike out to run their own businesses and side hustles. I spoke with Kate Gable-Bright during March 2021 over Zoom. Kate Gable-Bright, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Dan. Good to be here.
And good to see you, my friend. Hey, before we dig in, I'm wondering if you could tell us about your company, Virtual KGB. What is it exactly and the value that you provide your clients?
I run a virtual assistant service. And so I save time and money for founders and CEOs by organizing the chaos and getting it all done virtually.
So one of the things I noticed when I was doing my research is that you work with a lot of startup company founders. And prior to founding Virtual KGB, you yourself had founded and grown your own experiential marketing agency. How has your founder experience influenced your process in providing virtual assistance and the assignments that you take on for your founders?
My experience as a founder is definitely the foundation of what I do and the basis for starting the company. I think that running my own agency for 10 years gave me the insight of what was really needed. And it was always hard to find someone that really got it, you know, that could really think with my mindset and understood everything that I was going through as a business owner or founder or CEO. You know, all the worries that I had, what kept me up at night. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to find people that are reliable and that kind of just really would roll up their sleeves and jump in and do all the things that it takes to be an entrepreneur. So that is the foundation of why I started Virtual KGB, is to provide all those, that type of service for my clients.
So I imagine that a formality of your business is a formal client input meeting. And I'm wondering if in that meeting, you discover the things that most vex your prospects. And what are those things that vex them, that keep them up at night?
Part of the process of onboarding a client is really, you know, getting to know them and their business. I would say definitely not having enough time in the day. And there's so many moving parts now to running a business. You know, not only you have to be online and you know, you have to be all in different areas all at once. And so it can be very overwhelming. And so I would say that's the biggest problem that I hear from clients, is not only time, but just feeling generally overwhelmed of how are they going to get it all done and then organizing it all. And so that's what I love to do. Absolutely. I love to come at it from their point of view. And I don't need much training, and I'm that type of person that can just jump in and run with it.
But I would imagine being a former founder yourself and understanding that the brand building process is really critical. I would imagine you get involved in brand awareness for your clients a lot. What are some of the things that you do for them?
I would say that my specialty is business development. I think that a lot of companies overlook the clients that they already have. And so I don't want my clients to spend a lot of time and extra money when they have some great roots, a great foundation, and a great core of clients. So it's kind of a rinse and repeat strategy of looking at who their clients are, who their best clients have been, and or customers, and finding more like them. And also making sure that their process internally is growing that business from the clients and customers that they already have. So I think that's really overlooked. And so I would say that's my specialty, is work from the inside out, but then also obviously incorporating marketing and social media campaigns.
So delve a little deeper into that as far as working with the clients that they already have. Having come out of sales at one point in my career, I understand that the value of an existing client is different than a value of a new business prospect. The new business prospect is very expensive to court, and the process in doing so is different than, let's say, perpetuating the good business that comes from valuable clients. When you have a situation with a client and they've got new business needs and they've got existing client needs, how do you help them figure out the jumble of, well, business is business, and getting through that and, you know, recognizing existing clients have to be managed a different way?
I completely agree. It was so eye-opening for me when I was running my own business, is to see the value in business development and nurturing the clients and the great clients that you have and growing them, because it's very expensive, time consuming, and it takes more resources to gain new clients. And, you know, customer service is definitely dying these days. And so clients and customers really feel that value when you are catering to them, when you make them feel special, they're coming back to you. And the way that I look at it with my clients is I look at their overall team, and we figure out, okay, who is doing what and who can do what? Who of your team can man some of your existing clients? And then what can that owner and founder be doing as well? So it's divvying up the responsibilities and looking at the overall structure of the company.
So being a virtual assistant in your vein isn't just doing execution. It's really more higher end strategy of working with the assets already in place and helping the founder to figure out who does what, when they do it?
Yeah, I would say I'm definitely a hybrid between strategy, but also execution. You know, I'm very good at doing all just the little things as well that person does not want to do. Writing up proposals or research, design, copy, you know, marketing, all of those types of things I love to do. And I definitely, that's a huge asset, is having someone that almost works as a business partner in a way temporarily, to strategize and bounce ideas off each other, but then also someone that's going to go and do the work.
Indeed. So you mentioned the time aspect, that some of your prospects come to you and say, Kate, I just don't have enough hours in the day to do all of these deliverables.
Right.
I would imagine you also have people that don't recognize that they can't do it all. So how do you make your value proposition ring in their ears positively when they can't even see the forest for the trees themselves?
I think the misconception is that a lot of people think is that they have to be organized first before they bring someone on like myself. Mm. They have to get things perfect or aligned, but it's definitely not the case. And I help them take a step back without them having to get things perfect first. There's no such thing as perfect in running a business. There are some things that you have to step away from so that you can concentrate on what you do best. And I think explaining that really is a light bulb. And so they need to be spending their time on what is going to bring in the most revenue for the company and leave the other things to someone else.
I think one of the challenges you probably have is that most people don't understand the true value of a virtual assistant. They might think, I don't need an assistant. I answer my own phone. And that's kind of silly, but you do so much more. And I think a lot of that comes out of your agency experience. I know I had that too in the agency experience.
account management, P&L, digital marketing expertise, things like that. So I'm wondering, Kate, if you can give our podcast listeners an idea of some of the really cool things that you can do for a client, some of the projects that you've done that have been, you know, really exciting.
There's been so many. It's really been a lot of fun. But I would say launching a brand from start to seeing it on Amazon and selling it through, handling the launch from start to finish and promoting the brand, getting it out there, and continuing to manage that and manage all the day-to-day, which has been a lot of fun. And then also working with clients to grow their business internally, especially with the business development. For instance, I had a client who pivoted during the pandemic and she's been very successful, but everything happened so fast that she hadn't even gotten a chance to take a step back and regroup. And so I was really happy to be part of that with her, to just take a breath and figure out, okay, what's going to be the strategy for 2021 and beyond in terms of business development and where she can expand. So that's been fun. And then also working with solopreneurs who miss that excitement and energy of working with the team and just need that extra oomph to get going and get on their to-dos, and so keeping them on track of their goals and where they want to go and be.
Well, having been a solopreneur now for over 25 years, I understand what it's like to, you know, feel isolated and not close to the people that might be helping you with strategy and execution. There's also something else, and it's come out of the pandemic, and I'll use my wife, Marcia, as an example. She's a school teacher, but she's running a thriving vintage clothing business on Etsy and Poshmark and several other channels. I would imagine you may, if you've not already, hear from people like my wife who say, I really have a passion to do this kind of a business online, but I don't know how to get out of my own skin of being, let's say, a school teacher and organizing the logistics and the fulfillment and the product placement and the price points and how to photograph merchandise and stuff like that. Have you had any experience like that, Kate, in terms of helping people kind of get out of their old skin into maybe a side hustle that ends up becoming a launch business?
That brand that I was speaking about came out of a side hustle, and it's been really fun because I think that is the one thing that has come out of all this, is that we're all now willing to take a chance and say, hey, why not? You know, this is something that's been inside of me, you know, passion that I want to follow. And so I've definitely had experience with that, and think that people are looking for something different and maybe wanting to venture out of their normal day to day. Also, you know, coming at it from mindset of being an entrepreneur, I understand what it's like to have that creative mindset and maybe having a ton of different moving things, moving plates all up in the air at once. And so organizing that for my clients is really fun.
I think one of the experiences you and I probably share is, especially coming out of the agency space, is that a lot of the things that we used to do or were surrounded by, but weren't available to mere mortals, was creative and strategy development and all the things associated with certainly the marketing and execution part of a new business. So now, over the many years, there's so many apps out there, Canva, and people are doing their own creative, often very badly, right? Yeah. So how do you use your experience in the agency space to work with clients like that one doing the side hustle? And the end result, Kate, is this thing is just dazzling. This new business is just dazzling.
I don't think that everyone can be an expert at everything. And so I think sometimes all the apps can be a little dangerous. I think they're a great tool and a great asset, but sometimes you do have to outsource someone that is a professional in that area. And I would say branding and design is so number one to me. I mean, the aesthetics of it, if you're really wanting your business to take it to the next level, you might have to outsource someone who is an expert in that area. And I can help, you know, I help my clients do that at a lower cost way than an agency.
So let's talk about branding, because that's something I am extremely familiar with. I've gone through the process several times. The last time around, we went online and found a, and I'm not going to use the name of the company. I don't want to be sued, but it's a out there open source brand where they get designers from around the world. You put your rec up and you cross your fingers hoping that somebody gets what you're trying to do. And I can tell you, I had really bad experience with that and really good experience with that. Some of the things that came back were, looks like the founder did it, right? You know, a mashup of initials and some kind of weird blobby geometric thing. And then maybe you find somebody that reads your rec and says, I really get what you're trying to do. And that's what happened to me. I found a guy in San Diego who designed all my visual elements and my new brand. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. This is really, really great. So how do you get a founder to give up, give up doing their own brand execution so that you can help them achieve their goals with the brand? What are the things that you go through with founders in that respect, Kate?
I think that's so important. I think anyone that you're working with, you need to find your brand or your company advocates, your cheerleaders, and people that really understand what your company is about, what you're trying to say, so that you can get that great team around you. And I would say to founders that they just have to take a chance and not, first of all, not the first person you talk to might not be the right fit. I don't know if necessarily I'm the right fit for every client. You just want to make sure that, and you'll find them, just keep talking to people, you know, just keep getting references, referrals. Like you said, like, you're going to find that person or that, you know, contractor, that person that's going to come on and really get what you're doing and really understand your mission. And that's what I'm there to do, you know, as well. And then help them find those people that really understand what they're trying to say and what they're trying to do and help form a great virtual team.
So let's turn this to you, and it's a future of work question. You know, a lot of people coming out of this pandemic are done with working in an office. They're done with working with a traditional company. And the time of the last year spent at home working has gotten millions of people across the country thinking, I want to do something different. Now, I can imagine that's something that went through your mind pre-pandemic to form Virtual KGB. How did you get there, and what do you like about being an entrepreneur?
Well, I actually started KGB during the pandemic. So I completely pivoted from what I was doing before. My agency experience was all in experiential, so events and in-person events. So obviously, that was one of the industries that really got hit the hardest. And but realizing that, okay, there is an opportunity here, and I've always been passionate about entrepreneurs. And so I said, you know, I can really be of help to people. And I saw that as a trend, as an upcoming trend, you know, virtual assisting. So that's how I came about that. And then what was the other part of your question?
Well, just what you like about being an entrepreneur, you know,
Oh,
what
yeah.
resonates?
I always say it's almost like a disease that I have that I can't get rid of. It's just something that I was born with. And I've always had my own business or been thinking about it. And, you know, I've tried to work full time for an agency or whatnot, but I can never shake it. I love it because I'm my own boss and I get to be creative and do everything that I'm passionate about.
I got one more question, and it has to do with experiential marketing. You know, pre-pandemic, you probably had some notions about how to create experience with a brand, you know, maybe with an outdoor event or something going on. I'm coming out of this pandemic wondering how this is going to change our behavior with other people and in being out in the public and experiencing life beyond the four walls. What are your thoughts on that, Kate?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I think that people are craving that, you know, connection again, and I definitely think events will come back even more so. Events and travel, I believe in the long run, in the long haul, will come back. It's going to be maybe a couple years before it gets back to the way that it was, but I do think in a way we'll be forever changed in terms of maybe possibly a hybrid of virtual and in person. Like you said, people start to love working from home, but then they also are craving, you know, missing that connection with people. So I think we're going to have to figure out how to do both, and there'll be, you know, a hybrid of what it used to be.
Well, this has been really interesting. Kate Gable Bright, thank you so much for being on the podcast. So before we depart, I'm wondering if you could point our listeners to your social media.
Yeah, sure. I'm on LinkedIn, Kate Gable Bright, and then my website is virtualkgb.com.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Links to Virtual KGB's social media are provided in the show notes for this episode at dansmolin.com. Please join us again for more inspiring stories from people who are real-time reimagining the work that we do and hope to do. You can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts or listen to current and past episodes on our website at dansmolin.com. And please take a moment to positively rate and comment wherever you listen to the podcast, because that helps us to connect with new listeners. I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. Thank you for joining us on an amazing journey to the future of work doing meaningful work. And do remember this, our best days lie ahead. Let's connect again next week.